All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraya Nashtapraye Sabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavatir Naishtake. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna. Introduction. Text, today's texts are 31 and 32. We will read 29 and 30, which doesn't have any purport. Just I will read the sloka and translation, then we'll recite 31st sloka. Tasyam tu karihi chauri vasudevah kritodvah devakyasu. I said I will just recite, so wait for me to call you to recite. Tasyam tu karihi chautir vasudevah hrutodvadah devakyasuraya sardam prayane ratam haruhat. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Some time ago, Vasudev, who belonged to the demigod family, or to the Surat dynasty, married Devaki. After the marriage, he mounted his chariot to return home with his newly married wife. Ugrasena sutakamsa swasupriya chikirsaya rasmin hayanam jagraha raukmai ratasatair vrataha. Kamsa, the son of King Ugrasena, in order to please his sister Devaki on the occasion of her marriage, took charge of the reins of the horses and became the chariot driver. He was surrounded by hundreds of golden chariots. Verse number 31, we can recite now. Chatusatam paribarham gajanam hemamalinam aswanam ayutam sardham rathanam cha trishatsatam dasinam. Okay. That is verse number 32. We will recite only one verse. Chatusatam paribarham. Chatusatam paribarham. Gajanam hema malinam. Gajanam hema malinam. Aswanamayutam sardham. Aswanamayutam sardham. Ratanam cha trishat satam. Ratanam cha trishat satam. Chatusatam paribarham. Gajanam hema malinam. अश्वानामयुतं सार्धं रतानां च त्रिषट्शतं चतुःशतं पारिबर्हम् गजानां हेममालिनां अश्वानामयुतं सार्धं रतानां च त्रिषट्शतं चतुःशतं पारिबर्हम् गजानां हेममालिनां अश्वानामयुतं सार्धं रतानां च त्रिषट्शतं चतुःशतं पारिबर्हम् गजानामेममालिनाम् अश्वानामयुतं सार्धम् गजानां हेममालिनां अश्वानामयुतं सार्धं रथानां च त्रिषट्शतं चतुःशतं पारिबर्हम् चतुःशतं पारिबर्हम् गजानां हेममालिनां अश्वानामयुतं सार्धं रथानां त्रिषट्शतं चतुःशतं पारिबर्हम् गजानां हेममालिनां माताजीस चतुर्शतं पारिबर्हम् गजानां हेममालिनां स्वानामेतं सार्धं वट वर्ड मीनिंग चतुःशतम् 400 पारिबर्हम् डौरी गजानाम् ऑफ एलिफेंट्स हेममालिनाम् डेकोरेटेड विद गार्लैंड्स ऑफ गोल्ड अश्वानाम् ऑफ हॉर्सेस आयुतम् 10,000 सार्धम् अलोंग विथ रतानाम् ऑफ चैरियट्स च अन् त्रिषट्शतम् 3 × 600 1800 ओके आफ्टर दिस द वर्स 32 सो लेट मी रीड 32 आई विल रीड एंड देन वील रीड द ट्रांसलेशन इन पर्पट दासीनां सुकुमारीनां द्वे शतस् ದ್ವೇಷತ ಸಮಲಂಕೃತೆ ದುಹಿತ್ರೆ ದೇವಕ ಪ್ರಾದಾತ್ ಯಾನೇ ದುಹಿತ್ರಿ ವತ್ಸಲಃ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ದೇವಕಿಸ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ದೇವಕ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನೇಟ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಡಾಟರ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ವೈಲ್ ಶಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹೋಮ್, ಈ ಗೇವರ್ ಎ ಡೌರಿ ಆಫ್ 400 ಎಲಿಫೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಡೆಕೋರೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಗೋಲ್ಡನ್ ಗಾರ್ಲೆಂಡ್ಸ್. ಈ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗೇವ್ 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots and 200 very beautiful young maidservants fully decorated with ornaments. Purport by His Divine Grace. The system of giving a dowry to one's daughter has existed in Vedic civilization for a very long time. Even today, following the same system, a father who has money will give his daughter an opulent dowry. A daughter would never inherit the property of her father. Therefore, an affectionate father during the marriage of his daughter would give her as much as possible. A dowry, therefore, is never illegal according to the Vedic system. Here, of course, the gift offered as a dowry by Devaka to Devaki was not ordinary. Because Devaka was a king, he gave a dowry quite suitable to his royal position. Even an ordinary man, especially a high-class Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, is supposed to give his daughter a liberal dowry. Immediately after the marriage, the daughter goes to her husband's house, and it is also custom for the brother of the bride to accompany his sister and brother-in-law to exhibit affection for her. Sri Sri Radha Rasvihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishu Gaur Nitai ki. This system was followed by Kamsa. These are all old customs in the society of Varnashrama Dharma, which is now wrongly designated as Hindu. These long-standing customs are nicely described here. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಸಲಾಕಯ ಸಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಡ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಎರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಮದರ್ ಎರ್ತ್ ಬರ್ಡನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಅಧರ್ಮಿಕ್ royal order approached in the form of a cow Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma accompanied by all demigods including Lord Shiva approached Shir Sagar, and Shirodaka Sai Vishnu told that I am going to advent, don't worry, all of you demigods take birth in the family of Yadus and you participate in the various pastimes. So here, Sukadeva Goswami goes to explain how Mother Devaki getting married to Vasudev. So Vasudev Vasudeva's father is Surasen. And it is mentioned here, the dynasty of Sura, because Surasen's great-grandfather name is also Sura, Surasen. So, it is Surasen who actually came to Mathura and made Mathura as his capital. But later on, Ugrasen took over. Ugrasen took over as the king. And Ugrasen's son is Kamsa. It is said that Ugrasen is actually not the biological father of Kamsa. Because when Ugrasen's wife, when she went to a forest for some purpose, a Gandharva actually got attracted by her beauty. And he forcefully impregnated her. And she cursed, saying that the son born would be killed by my husband's family member. So, the son born was Kamsa, and Ugrasen's brother is Devaka. So we are discussing about Devaka here. Ugrasen's brother is Devaka, and Devaka's daughter is Devaki. So Devaki and Kamsa, they are not actually brother and sister. They are cousins, to say. Cousins. So here, when Devaki got married to Vasudev, Kamsa, cousin brother, was ready to drive the chariot. It is said that at the time of marriage, the girl goes from the father's house to the husband's house. So the brother of the girl, bride, accompanies the bride. So here, not only he just wanted to accompany, he wanted to even drive the chariot, because to show his affection, even though cousin sister actually, he wanted to show the affection, especially when you know you are going to receive somebody, then you personally go to receive. If you are receiving somebody very normal, you send somebody, hey, unko pick up karke aana. Suppose there may be a big businessman. If some business client is coming, he will send his assistant and secretary, no? But if his own daughter comes, he will not only go, he will drive the car also. No, let me drive the car. Driver ko bole, hey, dusra gaadi mein aa jaana. He may drive the car. In the same way, Kamsa is not just he accompanied, he is ready to drive the chariot also. He is ready to drive the chariot. So in this verse, specifically mentioned about how Devaka, Devaki's father, gave a dowry. Dowry is like a gift by the father to the daughter who just got married. This may not be very much relevant to brahmacharis, but at least somebody ask at the time, you can tell what is supposed to be done. Here it is said, the gift, dowry, given was 400 elephants decorated with garlands made of gold, golden garland, hema malini, hema mala, the mala, big mala, made of gold. So we have got a flower garland. We need only this big. But if you have to put a garland to elephant, it has to be quite big, right? Not just ordinary garland, made of gold. Not only just the garland, it will be fully decorated with nice silk, you know, cloth, and you know, in the front also, if you see in South India, Kerala and all, when they have festival, they decorate the elephant. In the front also they put a big, you know, shield kind of thing, fully made of gold. Nowadays also they put, they are all nakli. looks like gold. But here it is real gold. Decorating an elephant means it's a big thing, you know, with so much gold. 10,000 horses. Don't think horses are not decorated. They are also decorated. 10,000 horses. 1,800 chariots. And chariots, they are also made of gold, bedecked with jewels. Very expensive affair. And 200 maid servants. Even the maid servants are decorated. What to speak of the girl, the bride. Maid servants will not just go like wearing ordinary dress. The royal maid servant, you know, they are also fully decorated. How much opulence that could have been. So, sometimes if you read like that, you may think, "Arey, ye ho sakta hai kya?" It looks like very difficult. It must be mythology. This word mythology is coined by British to say something which is not possible at that point of time, would not have been possible before also. It looks like a logic, but it's a foolish logic. Logic means it has to have some foundation. Basis should be there. If basis is not proper, foundation is not strong, the building will collapse. Like that, if the basis of logic is not properly situated, then the whole logic collapses. So, what to speak of, this happened 5,000 years ago. During the British rule, there was one person called Thomas Macaulay. He traveled all over India. He was surprised. People are very wealthy. This is 1835, just about 200 years ago. Not even 200, less than 200, even say 200 years. He said, "Oh, this land is so wealthy and people are very honest. Nobody is a thief. Nobody is a beggar." That means he had experience of beggars in Britain and he is not able to see people like that in India. He knows who is the beggar. You know, the very word is an English word anyway. He knows who is a beggar. And he is telling, he reported, he went back to Britain, in the British Parliament, he said, "This India is a very powerful country. Very wealthy, people are very wealthy. And everybody is very honest. And there is no thief, nobody is stealing anything. And there is no beggar. What? The system is so fantastic. If we have to rule these people," Thomas Macaulay said that, "you will have to discredit the educational system, discredit their whatever value system they have, and say that these are all useless, then only we can rule them. Other there is no way." That their inferiority complex, you can see, British, the Great Britain. "If you have to rule this place, you have to do something about it." Without, they have brought the what is known as the British model of education. Seriously, Vedic system means you go to Gurukul and learn. And along with the education, ethics, morality, discipline, integrity, these are all integrated part of it. You don't have to separately go and do a course. Part of the education. British system is not like that. So they introduce, they open the schools and colleges and this and that. Then they brainwash the Indians saying that, "No, whatever system you have is not good. These are all mythology." Are mythology? What is mythology? Mythology means not real. Some kind of imagination. Fiction. How? You read your books, Puranas. What is this? There is one monkey and it said that he jumped from Rameshwaram to Sri Lanka. Bring any monkey and make it jump. Let us see. But Hanuman is not there. You know, any monkey cannot jump. In that entire battalion, none of the monkeys jumped except Hanuman. That is also there, you know. How can you bring any monkey then? You have to bring Hanuman. Hanuman ka milne ke liye thoda muskil padega, na? Because if a monkey jumped from here to there, it is not possible. It must be mythology. Oh, monkey was flying and carrying a mountain? Hey, come on. How monkey can fly? How it can carry a mountain? this must be myth, mythology. But there are also parts of scripture, same scripture, which also discusses about which works now. What doesn't work now, you say it must be mythology. Then what works now, what you'll say? Ayurveda. It says that, you know, if you do this, 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 you get this treatment. It works. Yoga. They nowadays call yoga as a science also. Science of yoga. Just the exercises. Just the exercises can work and make your body healthy. What to speak of, you do 8 steps, Ashtanga yoga, and you do dhyana, that is very difficult. No, wo sab chhod dena, kali exercise se theek hai. Wo bahut mushkil hai. Yam, niyam, ye kohon karega ye sab? Kali some exercise, healthy body, it's okay. That is also okay, at least. But if yoga can work, if Ayurveda can work, and some areas can work, how that is not mythology then? That's science? That is science? In one body of knowledge, how can one portion is science, another portion can be myth? It is off chicken philosophy. Aadha theek hai, dusra aadha theek nahi. Jo humko suit hota hai, wo theek hai. Jo suit nahi hota hai, mythology bana deenge. This is British intelligence. So they have written the history saying that these are all mythology, they didn't exist. Arre bhai, it talks about same Bhagavatam talks about Dwaraka. Krishna lived there. And scientifically they have already done some investigation and found out that there are some remnants of the palatial buildings underwater in the Bet Dwaraka area by marine archaeology. It's a science. According to science, it is science. Marine archaeology says there are palaces. Where did they come from? That is what it says. And carbon dating is done. It says 5,000 years ago. It's Dwaraka. That is what it described in Bhagavatam. Ram Setu thoda controversial hai. But Ram Setu, NASA says this existed. Other kind of off-baked so-called scientists, they are controversially debating. But NASA said that there is a man-made structure there between Dhanushkoti and that side, Sri Lanka. That is Ram Setu. If these things are scientifically there, and the same scripture which talks about the opulence of the royal order, elephants decorated with golden garland, why it cannot be possible? Same thing only is talking. Same Bhagavatam talks about Dwaraka, and Dwaraka exists. And when you say that royal order gave elephants with golden garland, how that can be mythology? So we, based upon scripture, accept this as real. This as real. We are not going according to British brainwashing. We are not. Our brain is all. They have actually made our brain dirty. Pehla saaf tha, usko ganda kar diya. Sab ye sab dal karke mythology hai, ye theek nahi hai. Then now we have to wash it again. Bring it back to the original. That is Krishna consciousness, washing the dirty brains. They say brain washing. Yeah, ek bar ganda pani se tum dho liya, abhi accha pani se dhona hai. गंदा पानी से धोएगा तो क्या होगा, गंदा हो जाएगा. अभी अच्छा पानी डालना, अच्छा पानी से धोने का है. सो हियर इट टॉक्स अबाउट ह्यूज डाउरी, अनइमेजिनेबल. दिस मच मनी इवन द मॉडर्न डे रिचेस्ट मैन कैन नॉट गिव. देर आर सो मेनी मैरिजेस हैपनिंग इन द रिचेस्ट फैमिली, वी विल नॉट टेक द नेम्स. यू वोंट फाइंड दिस मच डाउरी एक्चुअली. दिस if you calculate this, is much, much, much more that would be. Even if you calculate whatever they are given. So now, the question is, what is dowry? Very controversial thing in the outside world. Because according to Indian Penal Code, dowry is prohibited. There is a Dowry Prohibition Act, 1961. Says that dowry cannot be given. If you are found to be demanding dowry, you will be arrested and put in the jail. Dowry is actually voluntarily given. Here you will find that Vasudev is not telling that mereko ye sab dega to main shaadi karega, nahi to nahi karega. Isa to bola nahi. How much to give is decided by whom? The father decided. Voluntarily giving some gift. Suppose you want to give Dadadi pratigranadi. You give something. Giving the gift is never actually prohibited. Even the dowry law doesn't say that gifts are prohibited. When it is demanded, it is prohibited. Nowadays, we have taken the portion of getting the dowry, but basis of it is forgotten. The basis is the father who possesses the wealth. The daughter gets married and goes to the husband's place. She doesn't inherit the father's property. The father's property is inherited by the sons, generally. But now things are changing. Different parts of the country, even the daughters are inheriting. We are not discrediting anything for the daughters. We are talking about the Vedic principle. Daughters don't get inheritance. That is why father sumptuously gives. Chalo lelo. Take Golangal and this one, that one. He gives sumptuously. Voluntarily, no demand. No demand. Voluntarily given. Take like that. But if the Kali Yuga grooms, bridegrooms, and they say that, oh, wait a minute, dowry should be fixed on what basis? Dekho, mere ko B.Tech karna pada. B.Tech ke liye itna kharch hua hai. Mere ko job milega na, itna paisa milega. Iska hisab se main fix karega. मेरे को इतना करोड़ रुपया चाहिए इतना पैसा खर्च किया ना मेरे को तो वसूल करना है ना अभी कहां से वसूल करेगा दिस काइंड ऑफ डाउरी इज जस्ट एक्सटॉर्शन देयर इज नो बेसिस व्हाट यू हैव स्पेंट मनी डजंट मीन दैट यू हैव टू वसूल करने के लिए थोड़ी खर्च किया दैट वे ए सिंपल पर्सन गेट्स लेस डाउरी एंड अ वेरी हाईली प्लेस्ड नो पर्सन विथ अ बिग एजुकेशन एंड बिग जॉब वी गेट्स मोर डाउरी इज हैपनिंग नाउ ऑल्सो चुपकी चुपकी हो रहा है कोई आके बोलेगा नहीं इतना डाउरी दिया करके नहीं तो अंदर डाल देगा समटाइम्स इट सो हैपन्स दैट दिस लीड्स टू क्रुअल्टी इफ यू डोंट ब्रिंग द डाउरी वी डोंट वॉन्ट यू द गर्ल And we can see that sometimes the girl in the in-laws' place gets harassed, leading to torture, crime, and death also. That is why it is prohibited. You can't do cruelty. That is Indian law. The state law says that you can't harass a person for that purpose. So this is a typical case of Vedic literature talks about various principles. Prabhupada writes saying that various customs of Varnasrama system, various customs when girl gets married, giving some gift is not at all prohibited, but it's all voluntary. And that voluntary becomes forcefully extorting, then it is loses the value of the custom. And people then start blaming the custom. Kya hai? What is that? In scripture they have written like that, itna itna diya karke, this is not correct. They start blaming the scripture. Not the person who has forgotten the basis for that. If the scriptural principles are applied without understanding the basis, then it will become like meaningless. Meaningless. Scriptural principles of sati, a chaste wife, when the husband dies, voluntarily entering into the pyre of the husband. Voluntarily, again it's voluntarily. When somebody is pushed into the fire, then that is not expected. Why somebody has to enter voluntarily? If that girl who lost her husband feels so much pain of separation, the burning fire within, so much more than the pain of entering into the fire, then it's okay. This fire is much higher, so ye fire theek hai. Instead of burning with the fire internally, you just get your body burnt only, no problem. But that as a principle. Not just pushing anybody, they get that. Prohibited. Again, Sati Prohibition Act. Nobody can be pushed like that. So, there are so many customs in the Vedic scripture. They all had some basis. But in Kali Yuga, without understanding the basis, when people try to do those things, then it becomes meaningless. The custom itself becomes blamed. Here Prabhupada writes about Varnashrama system, which in the modern time is designated as Hindu law, Hindu. There is no word Hindu in the scriptures, Varnashrama, Sanatan Dharma. So in the Sanatan Dharma, there are certain principles. People start blaming the Varnashrama itself. Why there is inequality? Why somebody should be Brahman, somebody should be Shudra, and Brahman is taking advantage of the Shudra? This is bad. We are all equal. Social justice. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam. These four Varnas are created by me, Krishna says. If Krishna has created it, is there any chance of fault with that? Krishna's creation is perfect, purnam, complete. But understanding the basis and applying to the present day, that is important. If you wrongly apply something, then you won't get the same benefit. So, in the modern day, justice has become a political agenda. They say that everybody should be equally treated. Why somebody should be Brahman? Why? Because the Brahmanas, they want to claim the position of Brahmana without having the qualification of Brahmana. This is a problem. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I created the Varnashrama. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This division is made by him. And after making the division, the same Bhagavad Gita, the qualification for these people are also given. Brahmana's qualification is there. Sama, Dhamma, Tapa, Saucham. A list to the eye. It's not that somebody is born to a Brahmana father can automatically become a Brahmana. No. You have to have the qualifications. If you don't have the qualification, then he will be at the best known as a Brahma Bandhu. A friend of a Brahmana. You can't be called a Brahmana. It is not because somebody is son of a surgeon can automatically become a surgeon. Will anybody be ready to undergo a surgery under a person whose father was a great surgeon simply because his father was a great surgeon? Suppose the father was a great surgeon, no? And his son says, I want to do surgery. He will not ask first, अरे कहाँ कहाँ पढ़ाए भाई? नहीं नहीं नहीं, मैं मेरा फादर तो करता था, देख देख के सीख लिया. अच्छा, सीखा कि नहीं सीखा वो भी मालूम नहीं है. Will anybody agree to undergo a surgery under that person where you are not sure whether he is qualified enough or not? Obviously, करेगा क्या? उनके ठीक है, अच्छा है, बाद में आता हूँ. We'll let you know. So when in Kali Yuga the qualifications of a Brahmana, Brahmana doesn't have, the qualification of a Kshatriya, Kshatriya doesn't have, the qualification of a Vaishya, Vaishya doesn't have, then they're all Shudras. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. So by birth, somebody is born to a father in a family of Brahmanas. And he keeps on claiming that Brahmanical thing, that respect that he was getting in the ancient time. Then people say that, Are Brahmana karke ye sab padha hai, tum to kuch bhi nahi hai. What is it? Sometimes you come to Bombay, Mishra from somewhere. What is doing in Bombay? Doing auto rickshaw. And then can he get a Brahmanical respect that he is supposed to be given? Oh, where is your qualification? What are you doing? Brahmana doesn't drive auto rickshaw. You won't even find Brahmana driving chariot. What to speak of auto rickshaws? Kshatriya is supposed to drive the chariot, not a Brahmana. Brahmana cannot be engaged in laborious work. He is head of the society. So those people who deny that there cannot be divisions, everybody is equal, they are fooling themselves. A society cannot be run without divisions. Whether you tag them as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra or something else, society needs to have divisions. The communist proposed that all are equal. Whole thing belongs to the state. Everybody is equal. To run that state, there needs to be some scholars. Not all are laborers. Is it all laborers in China? Is it all laborers in Russia? Not all are laborers actually. There are some people who are foremen. There are labor, uska upar foreman to hai. Then where is that inequality? There is inequality ho gaya na. Foreman means he is supposed to supervise. Then there is a manager, there is a general manager. There is a research lab, R&D. There is somebody doing R&D, no? Research, PhD, scientist. These are all, that division is there, scientists are there. So that the scientists are protected by the military. Military is there. Is it not that everybody is labor? There is no military. There is no Chinese military. There is no Russian military. There is no Russian traders, Chinese traders. There is already scholars. There is already military person. There is already a businessman. There are laborers. This is exactly the division of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. It's an equivalent. Only thing they are not calling them Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. But division is already there. Without this division, it is not possible to run the country. Not everybody. Everybody can be equal at one level, but at the level of action, there has to be somebody performing some activity which cannot be done by everybody. Everybody cannot be a scientist, you know. Everybody cannot be a, you know, pilot, warfare, a military man. Everybody cannot be. So, the privilege people would claim because of the birth and not possessing the qualification, then, you know, that system is not even accepted in scripture. What to speak of present day fellow? Even Ashwatthama, he is born to Dronacharya, a Brahmana, but he is known as Brahma Bandhu, didn't possess the quality. He is not accepted as a real Brahmana because his actions are like that. Not just by birth, actions. So in the same way, the system in Vedic time, if somebody tries to apply that without understanding the basis, then it will not have any value and people will, even unqualified people will question that. The system of Varnashrama, even those who are lower than Shudras will question actually. That is what happened. The modern history, the recent political thing, they question, you know, the divisions. Lower than Shudra means it's actually qualified person also, by the way. To be a Shudra, accepting the authority is actually a good qualification. People lower than that, atheist, don't have any faith in scripture, they can question, what is this Varnashrama? Who made this? This is not good. This system has made God. And that system which accepts God, we don't accept it. Atheism. From the system, they blame the creator of the system also. Can you imagine that? The level of, you know, atheistic thinking. They don't accept there is God because the system that is claimed to be created by God is not working now. But is it the possibility it would have worked before? That we don't know. Without even knowing, trying to describe that system, that is fanatism. Fanatism. So, one has to be very careful in applying the Vedic concept. Very important. Without understanding the basis, if one tries to apply that, that will become superfluous. Many times, those who are born in a very cultured family, the children, when they grow up, they actually go away from the culture. Vaishnava culture or Vedic culture, you can say. Simply because the parents do not teach them the basis of the culture. It is not enough to just say the culture is good, we will do it. Why we should be also taught. If why we are doing reasoning, logic behind the cultural thing is not explained, then the newcomers in the culture will revolt. That is what exactly happened. Those who are born in the Vedic culture, and they become atheist. Why? They will ask that, why this is done? Arre, mera grandfather told you do it. That is not enough. Huh? If you say that, no, come to the temple. Yes, I came. When actually the child is small, you come to the temple, you will come. Like that, this boy is told to come to the temple, he came. And he is just relaxing. Jo hone do. Hamara time aayega, prasad to milega. So he is relaxed. But he came because somebody called him. The same boy, when he becomes 15, 16 years old, bulaega to bolega, nahi, mera dusra kuch kaam hai. Because he has to be told why he has to come. If he is not told, only come, will not help. Arre, why you have to come? Why you have to pay obeisances? Why you have to chant? Why? Everything that we do, we have to know why we are doing. If we also don't know why we are doing, then we also may forget what is the purpose of our existence here. Abhi to aagya kaisa bhi, why we have come here? We have to be very clear about, you know, the basis of what we are doing. Koi bola tha chanting karne ke liye, theek hai main kiya. वो बोल के चला गया, बाद में बोला क्या करना है, ठीक है बाकी बहुत कुछ चीज है इधर करने के लिए. अरे भाई बहुत कुछ चीज होगा, ये चैंटिंग मोर इंपॉर्टेंट है. व्हाई वी शुड डू, बेसिस शुड बी क्लियर. सो द सो कॉल्ड द न्यू जनरेशन ऑफ द वैदिक कल्चर, व्हेन दे गो टू अमेरिका दे फॉरगेट, दे गो टू वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज दे बिकम वेस्टर्नाइज्ड. So much so that the parents who are brought up in Vedic culture, they actually want somebody to come and teach their children about the value of the Vedic culture. This is a need of the hour for them. Are bhai, getting mixing with the Western people, that culture is very different culture, by the way. Why this culture? In that teaching, unless we emphasize why this is better, why this should be done, when one is convinced why he is doing, then he will be determined. So very important. So the failure of the new generation going away depends on the forefathers who are not properly taught why we are doing. So the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to teach them, yes, we are doing this because, a devotee is convinced that why he is becoming a devotee, then he will not leave. Not fully convinced, fluctuating here and there. You can go this way, that way. So in this way, there are so many things that are not really prohibited in the scripture. Still we don't do it. Because it's not applicable in Kali Yuga. On the other hand, there are something which is prohibited in the scripture, which we don't mind doing it. It is said in the scripture that, Ashwamedha Yajna, you can't do it. Ashwamedham Gavalambyam, cow sacrifice, you can't do it. Sanyasam, it is said that, sannyasi is prohibited in Kali Yuga. Sannyasam is prohibited. Offering meat to the forefathers is prohibited. Yeah, brother begetting child in the brother's wife is prohibited. Prohibited in Kali Yuga, clearly. But sannyas is prohibited. Then you may wonder, hey, wait a minute. There are so many sannyasis around here. There is no sannyasi now. Is going on. The principle of sannyas in the Vedic time is little different. The purpose was a part of varnashrama, again ashrama, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. So in that there is a gradual elevation of a person, gradual elevation in Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness, in which actually the sannyas, a person takes sannyas, he has to undergo steps. Four steps. First, he will be living in a cottage. Kutichaka. First level of sannyas. Living in a cottage. Leave the house, comfortable house, leave the wife, go and live in a kutir. Kutichaka. Then, bahudaka. Then, begging door to door. Go to door and beg. When he is more advanced, then he will become parivargacharya. He won't even beg. He will just go traveling and anybody gives, he will take. Madhavendra Puri. Parivragacharya. Don't ask anybody. Then Paramahamsa. Very high level. Doesn't depend anything upon the material thing. Fully situated in Krishna consciousness. These stages have to be undergone. Four stages in sannyas. And this is not possible in Kali Yuga. That is why it is prohibited. Whereas the sannyas ashram by itself is the head of the society. Brahmana is head of society. Like in the ashrama, sannyasi is like a head. He can give guidance to the brahmacharis, grahasthas, like that. Head is required. You can't say that you don't need a head. But the principle, applying the principle of guiding should be taken. You don't have to take the position that is described in the scripture, four levels. But the guiding principle has to be there. And for the purpose of guiding and preaching, a person accepts sannyas. It's not something new. Shankara, Adi Shankara, he took sannyas. This is mentioned in scripture. He took sannyas. He took sannyas and traveled all over India. And he was preaching. He was preaching something. We are not worried about what he was preaching. But principle is he was traveling. Ramanujacharya came. He took sannyas also. Madhvacharya came. He never married. He took sannyas. Ramanuja married and got sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again sannyas. All these big acharyas, they took sannyas. Yes. It is essential for maintaining an institution. The institution of Varnashrama Dharma is also there. The institution, Shankaracharya made the institution of his own sampradaya. And he has made four mutts and he made the disciples as gurus. And that sampradaya is still going on. To run an institution, you need a system. Ramanujacharya, Sri Sampradaya was there before. It is not that he started it. But he made the institution. So much so that even present day you can see how it is flourishing in various parts of India. So many temples, jeers, matatipatis are called jeers in Sri Sampradaya there. Madhvacharya, he made Ashtamat and the eight gurus he made, they are still going on in Udupi, you can go and see. For all institution there is need for this, there should be a head and who should be guiding. So in the same way, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So that he didn't want others to offend him. But there was no sannyasis after that. Goswamis didn't take sannyas. And it is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced sannyas within Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because he has to sustain an institution of Gaudiya Math. If you are running an institution, it is necessary. Made institution, he himself took sannyas. And he made sannyasis. Following in the line, Srila Prabhupada also took sannyas. It is required for the institution of Krishna consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's required. But the principle, utility is the principle. Preaching is the force. So for the purpose of preaching, applying the principle of, guiding the institution, guiding the people, disciples, devotees who are coming in the future, for that it is necessary. Not the sannyas of Dwapara Yuga we are talking about. We are not talking about sannyas of Kardama Muni in Satyuga. It's a very different thing. That is prohibited. But applying the principle and making an institution to flourish, develop, that is not prohibited in the truest sense because it's time, place and circumstances. We have to apply the Vedic principle for a particular cause. So here the cause is the preaching purpose for which it is recommended. So in this way, we can see that there are principles which are not very clearly prohibited, we don't do it. Dowry, sati, etc. We don't do it. It's not prohibited specifically, but government law prohibiting, that's okay. We respect that also. And something which is prohibited like this, sannyas, it's practiced. Though this is a difference of real renunciation, yukta vairag, and Falgu Vairaya. Anashaktasya Vishayan Yatarham Upayunjitaha. Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchate. Anything that can be useful in Krishna consciousness. If sannyasi is going to be useful in Krishna consciousness, one accepts it for the purpose of preaching. Prapancha Kadaya Buddhi Arisambandi Vastunaha Mumukshubi Pratyago Vairagyam Falgu Katyate. That thing which can be useful for Krishna consciousness, somebody leaves that, then it is false renunciation. So in that way, our acharyas, Goswamis, very clearly guided us. We don't have to go and invent anything. Now we don't have to think, Salo, let me read Vedic scripture and find out what will be applicable now and what will not be applicable. We don't have to do a PhD. If you want to do a PhD, we'll give you a different topic. We can do that. But this topic is not, you don't have to do your research for that. Our acharyas have already analyzed it. Goswamis have given what is Yukta Vairagya, what is Falgu Vairagya. Following in the succession, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati made an institution, what is to be done. Srila Prabhupada made an institution of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What is to be done, what is not to be done. Really, if you want to understand, we should know what is the basis. We don't have to invent anything new. What is the basis? Why we are doing that? Very important. Because this has to be carried forward to the next generation. Otherwise, they will become fanatics. Very important for every generation is to actually pass on the message of Krishna consciousness as it is to next. And that as it is, have to have the foundation of why things are being done. Why something cannot be done. Why something should be done. So when that thing is done, then we are truly doing our job of purifying ourselves. So ganda pani se kar diya na, usko thoda saaf bhi ho jayega. Then we will be doing our duty, expressing our gratitude to the sampradaya of what we received as it is, give it, parcel, no change, no adulteration, no over smart intelligence applying on the principles. Principles are already fixed. How to apply it? Yes. Time may change, application may vary, but foundation cannot change. Basis cannot change. So in that way, if we follow the footsteps, the principles that is given by Srila Prabhupada, and apply it in the proper attitude, proper mood, as required by the sampradaya. When we practice that, we can actually perfect our life in Krishna consciousness and make this movement of Krishna consciousness to reach more and more people so that it gives opportunity for them to also practice and perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. We'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much for enlightening class. One question is there. You said in the start, Macaulay education system in Indian education, only education is given to the student, not values, moral and well. Ethics. So is it possible on the mass scale today that we can give along with education this moral, ethics and values, or it will go like only education and...
It is possible, but it is a big job, because once something is spoiled, to put it back on track is a very difficult thing, because who will do it? Devotees have to do it. How many devotees are there? Few. And the whole world is so big. So we are dealing with something, the educational system is so big. And we have very limited resources. We have to start somewhere. So we can introduce, definitely we can introduce, the value education contest. Value education are introduced in different temples are doing. So this is all tiny steps towards achieving something very big over a period of time. Yes, value education can be introduced very... We are having the educational system like we are running the school also. There are so many schools, hundreds or thousands of schools. Few schools we are running. So definitely there should be value education being part of the system. That is, otherwise what's the difference between outside school and an inside school? Value education, why we are doing. Even though so many are not doing it, even if 99.999% of the people are not following values, why I should be following? That much of determination you have to give to a person. Unless you are determined, how we can give actually? We need people who can be determined like that. Hey, wait a minute, you know, you say that you have to do this, this, this. So many are not doing it. No problem. This is right, I am doing it. Period. No discussion. This is right, I am convinced about it, I am doing it. Even everybody around the world, they are not doing it, I am going to do it. It's exactly like... Prabhu, why you are chanting Hare Krishna? No, I am chanting because, you know, I want to serve Krishna and I want to go back to Godhead. Prabhu, so many people are not wanting to go back to Godhead. So why you want to go back to Godhead? I say, maybe very rare at all. What he'll say? Even if the whole world doesn't want to go back to Godhead, how does it matter to me? I want to go back to Godhead, you know? How you can say that because so many are... This is not because of majority, you know? Democracy nahi hota hai. अरे इतना लोग है क्या, जब भी मेजोरिटी आएगा उस समय पे मैं चैंटिंग करेगा, बैठेगा क्या? अरे मेजोरिटी आएगा नहीं आएगा हमको क्या करना है, मेरा मेजोरिटी उधर है, किधर है? स्पिरिचुअल गोलोक, 3/4 ऑफ दिस 1/4, दिस इज 1/4, 3/4 उधर मेजोरिटी है, वो भूल गया, मेजोरिटी छोड़ किधर आ गया? हम मेजोरिटी पार्टी में था, गलती से मेजॉरिटी छोड़ के इधर आ गया माइनॉरिटी पार्टी में, एंड माइनॉरिटी पार्टी के अंदर आकर के मेजॉरिटी देख रहा है। 3/4 ऑफ द पीपल, प्रभुपाद राइट्स, दिस मटेरियल यूनिवर्स, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट यूनिवर्स, दिस वन यूनिवर्स इज लाइक वन मस्टर्ड सीड इन ए बकेट ऑफ मस्टर्ड सीड। एक बकेट ऑफ मस्टर्ड सीड में कितना मस्टर्ड हो सकता है? Unlimited. And this universe with all the three planetary system and unlimited stars you see in the sky in the night, one mustard seed. And like that unlimited universe, how many living entities are there in that? Can you count? Just take a train and go. So many trees are coming. So many trees. Spirit souls. So many living entities. All these things is only 1/4. And 3/4 is there. In the spiritual world, unlimited, they are all serving Krishna. And that majority party chod karke, we came here, which is really a minority. What minority? In the bucket of mustard seed, one seed is nothing. Within that one seed, so many planets, this earth is nothing. Within this earth, this country is nothing. And within that, we are trying to see who is chanting, who is not chanting. This is our business. Our business, whether even nobody is chanting Hare Krishna, still I am going to chant. If you have that much determination, then you can change the world. Possible. So, we have to start. Yes, it is required. Well, education should be given. So, with whatever resources we have in our command, we should try to do it so that next generation, even if they somehow or other did not get the well education when they were children, at least when they become youth, do youth preaching and make them incorporate values in that. Most of us, we were never given so much value education. Little hoga, paila, abhi to hota nahi hai. Phir bhi, why we are sitting here? Because Srila Prabhupada has given the spiritual value to us. We are now said, yeah, arre, paila hi karna tha, thoda to late ho gaya. Abhi late nahi karna hai. Don't say that, you know, dekhega, abhi 60, 70 mein dekhega. Kya pata kya hone wala hai, humko malum nahi. Prabhupada has given that. So, Number one, we should introduce in the educational system values. If that is happening slowly, let it happen. Then after they become youth, then yes, go on the embark on giving Krishna consciousness and still they can become, you know, persons of value. It is possible. You can change by association. Even if a person was brought in a completely, you know, society of no values, no morality, no integrity, still by coming in touch with Krishna consciousness, teachings of Bhagavad Gita, he can be on track. It's possible. So at any level we can try to give value. A young child, a youth, a old man, old, no, a person who is just going to die also you can give. You can give. So depending upon whatever is possible within our reach, we can give anyone Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna. जैसे इसमें अब बोले कि अनासक्त से विषयानि यथा उपजन देते निर्बंध कृष्ण संबंधी उक्त वैराग्य उच्चते। जैसे चार वर्ण है, ब्रह्मचारी, गृहस्थ, बानप्रस्थ, संन्यासी, सबको हरिवचन करना है। लेकिन जैसे यहाँ बताया अनासक्त विषय कोई बोलेगा ठीक है हम संसार में रहेंगे और जैसे चार ब्रह्मचारी है सब सोचेंगे ठीक है हम संसार में रहेंगे भक्ति करेंगे और अनासक्त विषय विषय में रहे विषय विषय में रहते हुए विषय का हम फंसेंगे नहीं तो क्या जरूरी है ब्रह्मचारी के आश्रम में जाना घर परिवार में रहते हुए भी क्योंकि पिता माता लोग बोलते घर में रहो सब कुछ सुविधा देंगे भक्ति करो कोई चिंता नहीं तो कोई बोलेगा अरे तो ये भी ठीक है ना दिया है क्या जरूरी है फिर ये आश्रम में प्रवेश करना
आपका ग्रुप में कितना लोग शादी करना चाहते हैं
नहीं मेरा प्रश्न है सब लोग अगर सोचेंगे अरे तो बहुत अच्छा है, काय को संसार में जाना चाहिए, ब्रह्मचर्य क्यों बनना है, तो ये तो ऐसे भी तो भगदम जाएंगे। तो ये जो ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम है वो भी जरूरी है ना, सब सोचेंगे तो ऐसे करेंगे तो।
हरि संबंधी वस्तु न मुमुक्ष भी प्रत्याग हो, इफ समथिंग कैन बी एंगेज इन सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण दैट कैनॉट बी रिनाउंस, दैट इज द बेसिस। बट देन जो किसको कौन सा आश्रम से भक्ति करना है इंडिविजुअल का ऊपर होता है। तो ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम में भी भक्ति कर सकता है, गृहस्थ आश्रम में भी भक्ति कर सकता है। जो गौरंग सभा वाला थोड़ा ध्यान से सुनना दोनों में भक्ति हो सकता है, ऐसा नहीं भक्ति एनी पोजिशन ही कैन बी अ डिवोटी, सब चीज में कर सकता है। कोई किसको ब्रह्मचारियों की भक्ति करके बैक टू गॉड जा सकता है, उनको गृहस्थ आश्रम में जाने के लिए जरूरत नहीं पड़ता है। जब भी कोई बोलेगा नहीं नहीं मेरे को गृहस्थ आश्रम में जाना ही है, उनको जबरदस्त ब्रह्मचारी भी नहीं बना सकते, दोनों है। जो बोलेगा भक्ति में आया, उनको इतना डिटर्मिनेशन है मेरे को बैक टू गॉड ही जाना है, दूसरा कुछ मेरे को लेना देना ही नहीं है, आई हैव नथिंग टू डू विथ एनीथिंग यू नो, तो उनको शादी करने के लिए क्या जरूरत पड़ता है। बिकॉज यू आर नथिंग टू डू एनीथिंग एल्स, ओनली गोइंग बैक टू गार्डन विच इज पॉसिबल फ्रॉम ब्रह्मचारी कैन गो बैक टू गार्डन। कोई बोलेगा नहीं भाई मेरे को तो इतना कंफर्ट नहीं रह रहा है ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम में, मेरे को थोड़ा इधर उधर तो चल रहा है, मन इधर उधर चल रहा है, मेरे को वो करना है ये करना है, फिर भी कुछ कर सकता है क्या? कर सकता है, बट यू आर टेकिंग ये रिस्क, थोड़ा रिस्क ज्यादा है। क्योंकि व्हेन यू कम इन एसोसिएट मटेरियल थिंग्स देयर आर टू थिंग्स, यू आर सो एडवांस्ड दैट इवन दो यू आर एसोसिएटिंग विद मटेरियल थिंग्स यू आर नॉट कंप्लीटली नो डिविएटेड, और यू मे एसोसिएट एंड बिकम मोर एंटेंगल्ड एंड मोर एंटेंगलमेंट भी हो सकता है। ये पॉसिबिलिटी है, दोनों पॉसिबिलिटी है। ईच वन हैज टू डिटरमिन, खुद को देखना चाहिए कितना जरूरी है करके, मैं थोड़ी बोल सकता किसका क्या जरूरी है। इफ समबडी सेज दैट नो आई हैव नथिंग टू डू विथ ऑल दिस थिंग्स आई एम रेडी टू डू एनीथिंग टू गो बैक टू गॉड, तो उनको तो जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगा, ट्राई तो करना चाहिए ब्रह्मचारी हो कि कैसा करना है करेंगे। बट किसी को ब्रह्मचारी रहने के लिए बहुत मुश्किल पड़ रहा है, ऐसा नहीं है ब्रह्मचारी का कपड़ा पहन लिया बाकी सब करेगा, वो नहीं चलता है। बाकी सब मैं डिस्क्रिप्शन नहीं दे रहा हूं, जो ब्रह्मचारी नहीं करना चाहिए वो करेगा। तो ब्रह्मचारी मीन्स द ड्रेस लाल कपड़ा मतलब क्या है, नो एसोसिएशन विद विमन, बी ए ब्रह्मचारी और सन्यासी, नो क्लोज एसोसिएशन, नो कॉन्फिडेंशियल एसोसिएशन। ऐसा नहीं है सामने देखने के लिए लाल कपड़ा पहन लिया पीछे दूसरा कुछ और है वो नहीं चलेगा, दैट इज मोर फॉलन। सब लोग दिखावट करने के लिए एक चीज, रियल चीज तो समथिंग एल्स है, वो नहीं चलेगा। तो इफ समबडी सिंसियरली एंड सीरियसली फील्स दैट ही कैनॉट रिमेन अ ब्रह्मचारी, इट इज डिफिकल्ट, इट इज बेटर फॉर हिम टू बिकम ए गृहस्था देन बिकम ए इम्पोस्टर ब्रह्मचारी। वो भी है, पहन लिया लाल कपड़ा करता है बाकी सब, जो लाल कपड़ा वाला नहीं करना चाहिए वो करेगा तो नहीं चलेगा। बट बींग गृहस्थ इफ ही सिंसियर एंड सीरियर इट इज ऑल्सो पॉसिबल फॉर हिम टू मेक एडवांसमेंट एंड गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉड, दैट इज नॉट रूल्ड आउट। ऐसा नहीं गृहस्थ बन गया तो इसको खत्म हो गया, नहीं खत्म नहीं हुआ है, अभी शुरू हुआ है सब चीज तो वो भी डिटर्मिनेशन इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट, व्हाट इज माय गोल, व्हाट आर आई सपोज टू अचीव, एज लॉन्ग एज दैट गोल इज नो विद इन द हार्ट बर्निंग देन वन कैन ओवरकम एनी काइंड ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स, बोथ आर ओके, एवरीथिंग दिस इज मेड बाय कृष्णा, वर्णाश्रम धर्म इज गिवन बाय कृष्णा, सो देयर इज नो फॉल्ट इन दैट, एवरी पोजिशन वन कैन बी making progress in Krishna consciousness, but then we have to see what is best for us. One man's medicine may be another man's poison. What is good for somebody else may not necessarily be good for me. So I have to analyze what is good for me and take some advices from reliable sources who is caring for your welfare. Then one should take a decision regarding what is the situation which is most suitable for you.
हरे कृष्ण बोलिए, थैंक यू वेरी मच बोलिए। Guruji, as you said that in a communist country there, although they say that all should be in the equal level, but this is not the practical. Practical we see that there are some people who are administrating, some people are liberal. And at the same time, we also listen about this, that Kalo Sudra Sambhava. There are all Sudras, there is no Brahmanas. So is it these people who are doing the work of administration, is it they are Brahmana or what we can say? Because at the one time there is a division, at the same time we said there are Sudras all. So how can I can understand this?
There are, in the Vedic division, in the each division, what are the real qualifications required is there. And they are expected to possess that. Brahmana means he has to possess this qualification. Kshatriya means he has to possess this qualification. And qualification not just one, there are multiple. All you have to possess. You can't say that I am possessing six, seventh one ko thoda de chod dena. A qualification can derail you. Ashwatthama, he is derailed because, you know, he acted in that way. Otherwise, he is a very great warrior. He is a great person. But derailed because of that. So in the same way, in Vedic system, you have to possess all the qualifications. In the modern system, it is not exactly same. It's just equivalent to that, you can say. For example, a Brahmana there, it said that a very, the scholarly class. Scholarly class, for example, he may be a scholar in something, but he may not be following so many other things. He may not be ethical. For example, a scholar, let us say, he is a scientist. He is a scientist and he invented a nuclear bomb. You say that he is equivalent to Brahmana. And this scientist, he sells the secret to some, rogue. Sell the secret to rogue. And then what is his level? Brahma Bandhu Jaisa. He is not a scholar, he is a scholar Bandhu, you can say. Unethical. Like Ashwatthama, he had Brahmastra, but he wrongly shot it. He is known as Brahma Bandhu because he didn't properly use the value of the Brahmastra. In the same way, they may be doing certain work which may be compared, but not all the thing compared. It's just only a little bit comparison, but they are not really Brahmanas. Kshatriyas, same thing. Vaishyas, same thing. Trade, unethical trade practice. Business ethics, how many people follow business ethics? They do business, I don't know what they do. But ethics, where is ethics? So Prabhupada gives the just to give an idea that you also got a division, but then it is not exactly equivalent. Just to give you an understanding that, you see, you are telling divisionless society, your society also has got division. Just to give that idea. But these are not equivalents. Fully not equivalents. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaurav Premanande.